who served the President of the United States. So she performed that willfully, supposedly willfully. But the thing is, as soon as she get the old man get all excited and everything, before he get his release, he bite him, almost literally bite off his organ. And the old man scream and run off. He just scream and stand there. And the woman just took off into the door and off she goes. But she had ready. She was prepared. She's prepared anytime. She had the little bag the women usually carry. She grabbed that and ran outside. In the meantime, the old man just screamed. Besides, shock. So that's all she could hear behind is this woman a man screaming inside the TV. And she ran and managed to escape. And she came home to tell a story. What happened to the old guy, we don't know. And what happened to the group, that is, we don't know. So that's a story about the Maskutewininot. They were not that cruel, but one impatient elder. Sorry to condemn the elder, but I don't know. Nobody knows the situation. I mean, that's the end of the story. And the reason for the story is that to tell what happened to these people. Why did those people kill? So there were some unforeseeable situation, as I have just described. So they say also, once the person begin to kill, he gets fanatic, he gets scared and mad and all that, lost control. Soon as the man see a man dying and blood pouring and all that scream, it's really uncontrollably activate the person who do the killing, they say. So that is the reason that sometimes those Atuyewa kill off people so unmercifully because of that nature. Killing human, this, it's not easy as it sounds. So anyway, the story of the Omaskigook, unfortunate incident. But there are many stories are like that. There are so many. Are short ones and not very long ones. There are stories like that which involve the Inuit people who have purposely sneak upon the nice, peacefully camping Omaskigos on the coastal region of the Hudson Bay and James Bay and slaughter them. The one that are just peacefully living, especially when the man is out, when men are out hunting, they pick that time to do that. These are the people who actually wanted to kill for some reason. So we are not going to tell this cruel story or the horrible story this way, but we are going to see these stories took place. And much of it is not told what happened. Now, what did the Omaskigo did for any measure of defense? Not much. Not much. They have something what they call in all tribes, I am sure, all the tribes in North America, in North America, perhaps even South America, they have this spiritual stuff, what they call shamanism, spiritual makeup of a person. So all the tribes in Canada today, they have had what they call middewiwin. In English, we call it shamanistic thing. So different tribes have different system, different custom. The Omaskigook have their own custom. The Omaskigook, which I mean, people who occupied the land from the southern tip of James Bay into the west, southwest coast of Hudson Bay, right up to the York Factory, even past sometimes. So these are the people who have their own spiritual beliefs and practices, which today are called the shamanistic thing. And sometimes we call it, in our language today, mit devivit.